Q&A, questions and answers. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. Question, how can I become comfortable enough to talk to my bishop about issues or concerns? Response from the New Era. You may feel nervous to talk to your bishop about things you're struggling with, and that's normal. We often get nervous before new experiences or before talking with an adult. But your bishop is called of God. He was called because he's a committed disciple of Jesus Christ. He will do his best to be kind and understanding. His goal is to help you come to the Savior so you can find peace. Initially, you might feel embarrassed to talk to him about your questions or sins, but he will not think less of you. In fact, he'll be glad that you have a desire to improve, and he will keep your conversations confidential. You don't have to carry your burdens alone. Your bishop can help you find answers to your questions, and if needed, help you repent and overcome, through Christ's atonement, feelings of guilt, despair, or unworthiness. As you talk to your bishop, you will feel his love for you. Even though he's responsible for the whole ward or branch, his main focus is the well-being of the young men and young women. You're not bothering him by asking for help. You can pray to Heavenly Father for strength and courage to talk to your bishop. He has authorized your bishop to help you, and your bishop is eager to do so. If you go with an open heart and a desire to be better, you will find that you leave his office feeling so much better than you did before.
Responses from New Era readers. He will not think less of you. The bishop of your ward is given authority to guide you through the steps of repentance. Sometimes, turning to your bishop is the only way for you to fully repent through the Savior. When I needed to talk to my bishop, he helped me find the Savior and overcome the deepest wound I have ever had. Your bishop wants to help you. His calling is to take care of you, and he will not think less of you because of something you need to see him for. Madison D., 18, Utah, USA.
Your bishop is willing to help. I used to feel uncomfortable in interviews, but I eventually realized that my bishop was always willing to help me solve my problems. Trust your bishop. He is a shepherd, and the ward is his flock. Jamie R., 19, Cochabamba, Bolivia.
He will not betray your trust. I have come to know that a bishop is probably the most trustworthy adult a teenager could seek help from. He would never betray your trust. Everything you share with him stays in his office. Sometimes it is so hard to share your problems, but talking face to face with someone who loves and cares and wants the best for you makes it a lot easier. Nicole S., 19, Idaho, USA.
You can rely on him. Your bishop or your branch president is a true servant of the Lord. You can rely on him for guidance as you seek inspiration from the Holy Ghost and the Scriptures. You must understand that the bishop is there to help and that he is led by God. Stanislav R., 19, Donetsk, Ukraine.
Remember that he loves you. If you have something you really want to discuss with the bishop, it may be easier to chat with him about school and other general things first. If you're nervous because you need to talk to him about repentance issues, just remember that he loves you. You don't need to be nervous about what he'll think of you, because why would he look down on you for wanting to be closer to Christ? Ashley D., 17, Arizona, USA.
Pray to know. Ask yourself why you feel uncomfortable talking to the bishop. Do you think you won't be able to help solve your problems? Pray to know that the bishop loves you and has been called to help you. Adam H., 13, California, USA.
Even if you make a mistake, it can be hard and embarrassing to confess things to your bishop, but when you walk out of that office, you will feel relieved, and you will know that Heavenly Father loves you. He wants you to be happy, even if you make a mistake. Amanda W., 16, Utah, USA.
He is here to help. The bishop is the shepherd of your ward. Remember that he will do his best to help you and he has the power of God on his side. If you feel afraid, you can pray for the strength to be able to talk to your bishop. In the end, you'll be glad you went to him, and it will be worth it. Samuel H. 14, Idaho, USA.
Sidebar. Confide in him. Seek counsel from your priesthood leaders, especially your bishop. He knows the standards, and he knows what to teach you. Seek opportunities to be with him. You can expect him to ask pointed, searching questions. Trust him. Confide in him. Ask him to help you understand what the Lord expects from you. Make a commitment to live according to the church's standards of morality. A meaningful relationship with an adult leader is vital to help you keep morally clean and worthy. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Purity Precedes Power, and signed November 1990, page 37. For more information on this topic, see C. Scott Groh, Why and What Do I Need to Confess to My Bishop? New Era, October 2013, page 28. Upcoming question. I get made fun of at school for being LDS. I know I need to stand up for what I believe in, but it's so hard. How do I become brave enough to tell those people to stop? Send your answer and photo by May 15, 2015. Go to newera.lds.org. Click Submit Your Work, sign in with your LDS account, and then select New Era. Responses may be edited for length or clarity. End of Q&A, questions and answers.